Today, I'd like to welcome everybody to our Moraine Park Talent Talk podcast. I'm Bo Gellings, a business representative in the Economic and Workforce Development Division at Moraine Park Technical College. Today, my guest is Sue Rodiger, a former Vice President of Human Resources. She's going to share her experiences with our STRAP program, both as an executive and as a coach. We're going to dive into the details of that STRAP program. So without further ado, Sue, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started?
I certainly can. I have been in human resources for about 20 years. Prior to that, I worked in the mental health field doing crisis intervention work. So I started out actually in staffing, which was a real great opportunity to get people on the job and started at companies. And then I went to Kohler Company, worked in human resources there, where primarily I focused on the development of talent in the finance and accounting area. There was a lot of competition there for talent, and so we really focused on that. And then my last position was Vice President of Human Resources for Mid-States Aluminum, mid-sized manufacturing facility in Fond du Lac. And so that really led me to that focus on talent development.
Excellent. So it sounds like you've got a broad background. When you look at talent developments and how you go about doing that, how would you recommend an organization start? What partnerships should they have? What does that kind of look like from your experience?
Well, I do think that you have to first and foremost have a company that is focusing on talent development as a business strategy. That cannot be really an HR kind of a thing. And so I think that that's something that, you know, the whole organization has to embrace. Then you start looking at your avenues for being able to identify talent throughout your organization. For instance, at Mid-States, everyone in our organization, from an entry-level machinist to the top of the organization, had a development plan. And within the context of that, they were able to identify if they wanted to go into other positions and when they might want to do that. And that was a partnership between them and the rest of the organization to provide them with the training and development needed. And it also gave the organization an opportunity to be able to see who was interested in positions so that they could be promoted internally. So from there, you really start to identify, like, what are the things that are needed for people when it comes to development. Sometimes it's technical knowledge, and you can tap into that online. I think Moraine Park has a great way to do that curriculum. We worked a lot in our partnership with Moraine Park to bring trainers on site to do training, for instance, for our frontline supervision. We also had them come on site and do blueprint training for us. I mean, some of those kind of things that were really impactful, and they would tailor that to the needs of the company. So you'd have some of the technical knowledge, you would have some of the leadership skills that needed to be transferred, and to looking at some of the different partnerships for that. And we did a good amount of development internally as well. We would tap into resources through the Sophia Foundation, which is a local servant leadership organization. We would work with Moraine Park Technical College to be able to access different resources. And many times then, we were delivering information for all of us internally and providing that training. But then there were also the people who we could see that would be future leaders within the organization, in the top positions. And so then we really wanted to delve into what partnerships could we utilize to be able to develop their talent. So STRAT was one of the programs that we utilized for some of our top talent in terms of leadership development.
Thank you, Sue. So it sounds like you've got a wide array of partnerships. You're looking at how to place those partnerships maybe within those development plans. You talked a little bit about STRAT. Can you tell us how you've used STRAT in your professional working experience?
Well, as I said, everyone had a development plan, and they would identify what positions they needed to go to. And then from an organizational standpoint, we needed to understand that as well. We identified our key positions, and we said, who do we have internally that we could develop to go into those positions? And then as we identified those high potential individuals, we would say, do they need something more? And so, for instance, like I said earlier, Strat was a great option for us in that because we wanted an external development program for those leaders that would also be about, you know, developing their skills, interpersonal skills, communication skills, leadership skills, but also was about how they were executing in our organization. Again, we were a mid-sized company. And we were not executives who were sitting in our little corner offices and never went out, you know, on the floor. We were very hands-on individuals throughout the organization. So one of the aspects that we really appreciated about Strat was when there was a project and it was in teamwork with the coaches through Strat, the instructor through Strat, worked with myself as the HR person, and then they had their coach who was part of our organization as well. And I know a couple of individuals that we sent, for instance, their internal connection was our CEO and president, Steve Peterson, at the time. So it was a partnership to develop that person, and there were things that were actually required of them in terms of execution so you could see the results of the development that was going on.
Excellent. So it sounds like you found value in the project from a practical perspective. You could see the results in terms of the skills being implemented and that almost hands-on approach to it.
Yes, it was very pragmatic.
And I think we find that in a lot of what we do here at the college from a results perspective, that all of our faculty members have experience in the fields that they're teaching. And hopefully so you saw that in that Strat program where facilitators could bring in their experience and share their wisdom and knowledge with the participants.
Yeah, and I think that's a benefit. Sometimes when you are developing people internally and you're using just internal resources, there isn't always as much credibility as there is with somebody who's outside the organization and can look on and maybe give some different perspective, particularly people who have had experience with other organizations.
Awesome. Thank you, Sue. So we talked about your experiences with Strat as a professional. Let's talk a little bit about your experiences or maybe future experiences with Strat as a coach.
Well, first of all, my experience with coaches through Strat was when we had people who were in the program, and I was one of the connects for Mid-States Aluminum with those coaches. So now that I'm retired and doing some work on my own independently, one of the things that I'll be participating in is as a coach through the Strat program for other individuals in other organizations.
And this is just a plug here. We're very excited to have Sue on our team as a coach. She's going to have a wealth of experience and knowledge to share with those future participants. So we're grateful for Sue's willingness to be part of that team. So Sue, if we were to wrap up our podcast, we talked a lot about your experiences professionally. We talked about talent development and how critical it is for that to be part of business strategy. We talked about Strat. We talked about your future involvement with us as a Strat coach. What is one thing, and if you could only pick one thing for listeners to take away, what would that one thing be from our conversation?
Well, I think the thing to take away is that development needs to be a well-rounded tool, I guess, if you will. And when I say that, it's not just one thing. And I think that, for instance, Strat can really be an impactful part of that. Getting help from the outside from other organizations can really give some perspective that you may not have internally, and that it can also be individualized, which I think is an extremely important piece of it as well. So,
thank you, Sue. So I will close us out for today. So first off, I want to thank Sue for joining us on our Talent Talk podcast. For those listeners who are interested in subscribing, you can always do that. You can also go ahead and go to the moraineparc.edu/newsletter for our upcoming training opportunities, as well as future Talent Talk podcasts. So that concludes our podcast today. I hope everybody got a good feel for what Strat is and has a good view for next steps on our program. So thank you for joining us.